When all three members of your band live in different cities, two on the East Coast, one in Fayetteville, it can be difficult to coordinate schedules and organize tours. However, the Vine Brothers have made it work for 5 years. After a number of successful tours, the trio decided to take off much of this year to reconnect with family and work on other musical projects. In September, the group hit the road again, and their tour has brought them to Northwest Arkansas. Yesterday, Greg Bucking, Joe Credit, and Garrett Jones stopped by the Carver Center for Public Radio to speak with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. They talked about new songs they've been working on and performed their new single, Get Me to Arkansas.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and I am joined inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio by the Vine Brothers. Welcome back.
Hey, Antoinette.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming back. We appreciate it very much. It's been kind of a quiet 2018 up until now. You guys have taken some time off. What have you been doing in your time off? Just hanging with family or?
Yeah, mostly. Chopping wood.
Chopping wood.
And writing songs.
Working on my house.
Are you building a house?
No.
Oh.
I wish I was building a house. I'm fixing one up.
Was there anything that prompted taking the time off?
We've been going pretty hard for a bunch of years with touring, and since we live in different areas, it makes it difficult sometimes. You know, it has its advantages because we have different places where to stay and different networks. But after a couple of years, it kind of. We decided maybe let's kind of chill out and then come back a little bit later, and it was good. I think we got a lot of new songs, over the course of the winter. So now we're ready to go with new stuff.
And you want to think about
constantly
touring.
Feeling refreshed, instead of playing the same places and the same songs that like we have for years. So it's.
It's nice. Getting ready to start working on our new album as of tomorrow, so it'll be fantastic. But yeah, they've come back with a plethora of material from this last year of just being able to have the time to sit down and write. And that's the whole other thing. Like, if you're traveling constantly, it's just difficult to try and come up with creative tidbits here and there. You're trying to fill up all the little spaces. Mm-hmm. Most of it's road trips and getting to venues and repeating the process over and over again. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to have a couple moments to reinvigorate your imagination and take a breather
and do different things musically, you know, like, I did a lot of solo stuff, like hosting the open mic up in New York and just kind of just totally different, you know, mm-hmm. things. And you kind of forget about like what we've done, like the songs. So like when we come back, they're a lot more fresh because I haven't been playing it every day for a year. You know?
Uh-huh.
So that was real helpful.
So did you guys decide to write songs separately and then throw them in the hat, or did that just sort of happen organically?
Yeah, that's usually what we do. Uh-huh. You know, it's mostly Joe and I. One or the other of us will write something, and then we'll bring it to the group. And then Garrett does a lot. He's really good with the arranging and different orchestration of the parts. And we just, yeah. Come in. One person comes in with the initial seed, and then the group makes,
starts collaborating on it.
Makes it a thing.
One of us brings a block of clay. The rest of us make a sculpture.
There you go.
I like it.
Yeah.
One of the new songs that you've come up with, you played for us today, Get Me to Arkansas. Were you guys missing Arkansas, not being here for a couple months?
It's actually an older song. Wrote it like 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
It's more about the trip of getting there as well. So
actually, like the drive here.
Yeah, Tennessee's a very, very, very long state. So.
Oh, is this when you're driving through Tennessee?
Well, it's kind of, that's part of it. I mean, it's like what we were just talking about before, with where we were really touring hard for a number of years. Mm-hmm. We kind of kept doing these runs where you're in the car all day and all night. And so it's a little bit of that feeling. And so like I said, that was a couple of years back when that was happening. So now it's kind of coming back to it. And, it is what it is.
Well, what are some of the other new songs that you're hoping to put on the album?
Well, we have this other one called the Breadbox Tribute that Joe's written.
It's kind of a tribute to a tribute band.
Yeah.
Well, okay, tell me more. What tribute band?
It's a parody. I really enjoy jam bands, so I decided to write a parody jam band song. A band that we really, really like, is the imaginary band Breadbox. And so it's a tribute to that imaginary band, Breadbox.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a non-imaginary band, jam band, that's your favorite?
I used to like Fish. I really like Fish. Uh-huh. And that's basically a lot of the template for that song.
Have you gotten to see them perform?
Many times. Yeah, I've seen them a lot.
What makes a good jam band? Because there's plenty out there, but...
I think...
I get burnt out on them, to be honest. I'm not going to lie over here. That's just me. So yeah, same thing too long for too long.
I'm really interested in the drums. I really like the way that the jam band's drums work. That's actually the biggest one that I like.
Okay. So a tribute band.
Yes, imaginary tribute band.
Band on the album. What are some of the other songs that you guys have come up with? Because is there any sort of theme? Because if you were writing them separately, wasn't like you sat down, I assume, with a plan?
Speaking for the songs that I wrote, they're sort of, sort of a personalized take on the greater social scene going on. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of, which is basically most songwriting, but sort of just kind of reflecting the place where I was for the past year or so, the ups and some very low downs, and we'll see when we get it out.
Okay.
I'm all over the place.
Yeah, he's gone schizo on this.
Yeah.
Right. So
every like month or so, something would occur to me and I would write it down and then turn it into a song.
Uh-huh.
And so it's all different stuff over the period of the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, earlier this week, you guys were in New York, I think Monday.
Yeah.
And you were at a recording studio there.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that project?
Oh, that
sounded unique.
It was so much fun. So we were doing, we work in this company called Least of All Recording in Brooklyn. And basically what they do is they cut individual single vinyl tracks straight to disc.
Okay.
Which never, like, you don't see that hardly anymore.
No.
Like, people do like mass produced records and stuff. But these are just, you do your one take and it goes straight to the vinyl and you have it. Sort of thing. But it's a small little studio, nothing big at all, but maybe three little rooms that they had set up, a control booth, and then two additional rooms on top of that. But it was very similar to like today, where we're working just with a single can mic, and you're trying to figure out exactly where to place yourself. So it's very much done more of a traditional sense of recording as well from the early 1900s. So it was a whole lot of fun. We've never had the opportunity to do this before, and that was something we've always wanted to be able to like solidify our songs onto something that's going to last a lot longer than a CD or a digital medium or something like that, where, I mean, these are all things that eventually fade out of time or get transitioned into something different. And vinyl, so far, they're pretty indestructible, and they will last you centuries if you take care of them. So just don't put them in your car and leave them in sunlight and things, and they'll hold up. So it's finally nice to have something, though, that will be there for a couple of generations just as a legacy project for us. So,
and it was a nice, easy studio experience, because you just go in and it's like, okay, well, let's do the song. And it, you know, it's songs that we've done for the most part. They're all songs we've done a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, quick setup. And, you know, we spent an hour, a couple of 2 hours there, maybe. Yeah. You know, and we record, we had like 15 tracks, you know.
So
it's just, you do it. All right, great. Do the next one, do that, you know. So it was refreshing. So a lot of times studio is very monotonous, and you're just going over and over the same thing 100 times in a row. And this was just,
it is what it is. Like, once it's down, it's down.
It's live and easy. And so.
So what'll happen to the vinyl? Are you giving it away?
Some of them went out to customers that ordered.
It was
them.
A pre-order. Yeah, it was a pre-order. And so we had some of those. And
we also cataloged some of our own as well that we wanted for our own personal libraries just to be able to have and have shelved away for later on. So when our CDs eventually degrade and the digital medium's no more and they've switched to something else, we will still have our vinyls. We'll put it on the record player when I'm...
Okay.
Got a really long gray beard.
Yeah.
At some point, we'll do vinyl. We'll do a release with vinyl properly, I guess.
Okay.
But we just haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll add that to the list. And it's been a busy to-do list this week. It seems like you were in New York on Monday, and then you drove here. You got here Wednesday?
Yep.
Well, actually, Tuesday night?
Wednesday?
It was Tuesday night, because we left out of Brooklyn on Monday.
Drove
to Pittsburgh that night, and then slept 6 hours in Pittsburgh, and then woke up at 6 and got into Northwest Arkansas at midnight Tuesday night. So this goes back to difficult to write notes in the cars for songs. So this has been our life for the last 6 years, basically. So it's been nice to have some time to work through some of this stuff now. And now we're back hitting it hard, and we're going to be in the studio for the entire next week back here in Fayetteville, working probably 14, 15 songs. On this as well, basically between the two of you. We'll see which ones stick. So it's not a guarantee that's something
we're in the beginning stages. We just started doing, but we got a lot to work with. So
we're looking forward to seeing what sticks. We were talking about the same thing with these songs, are they thematic or not? That'll be my job, is to try and, to a certain degree, piece this together and see if I can make a overarching theme behind this whole thing. Yeah. And keep the sound. Usually it's the sound that'll unify a lot of these things, so the topics may change.
Okay.
But the sound behind it's what's going to keep it sounding like the Vine Brothers.
Well, if people want to keep up with where you'll be while you're in town and the progress of the record, they can go to your website.
Yeah, thevinebrothers.com. But we're also big on Instagram, too. Just find us on Instagram at the Vine Brothers. So.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck with the recording this week. And when you head home, safe travels.
Thank you for having us. We always love it.
That was Greg Bucking, Joe Credit, and Garrett Jones, who together are the Vine Brothers. They spoke to Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda yesterday afternoon. They'll be performing at 21C Museum and Hotel this evening as part of First Friday. They'll perform next Friday at Black Apple Crossing in Springdale. More information is available at thevinebrothers.com. And before the trio left the studio to continue with their busy visit to the region, they played one more song for us.
We are the Vine Brothers, and this is the Breadbox Tribute.
living in someone's broken dream. Know what I thought before, but it isn't what it seems. There's some premise on which this all relies. I missed the first shot, but I get three more tries. I may be laughing, but I'm the clown. If I go on thinking you're the same, but what you left here's still around. Step right up and make a claim. Monkey and you just turn the crank. Know how I got here, but I don't know who to thank. Reach for the butterflies, but all I grab is air. And while my back is turned, you gobble up my share. I may be laughing, but I'm the clown. If I go on thinking you're the same, but what you left here's still around. Step right up and make a claim. You touch the skull and watch the roses grow. You've seen it all before, you think you know. Bluffing, I just raised the bet. It's an old trick, but I ain't learned it yet. I just might win the gold. It's probably better if I do just what I'm told. I may be laughing, but I'm the clown. If I go on thinking you're the same, but what you left here's still around. Step right up and make a claim. I may be laughing, but I'm the clown. If I go on thinking you're the same, but what you left here's still around. Step right up and make a claim.